You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're going to start by taking a look at some of the market movements throughout the day. The market movements are getting lighter and lighter as we get closer and closer to the end of the week. I'm joined on the line by the founder at Herenia Capital Advisors, Pietri Redlingace, to take a look at some of the market movements throughout today and see if we can make sense of what's been happening. Good evening, Pietri. Lovely to catch up with you. For the final time this year, I suppose, markets having a bit of an offish kind of day, but nonetheless, we are still receiving data. We're still getting data out of the UK and the Eurozone around inflation, and we're expecting that CPI, the interest rate decision from the US a little later on. But sentiment clearly not wanting to do much. I mean, markets seemingly having reached the end of the year.
Jimmy, do you realize it's the first time this whole year that you haven't called me Marmalade?
I thought you wouldn't notice. How are you, Marmalade?
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. It's been a weird time. If I told you that the Dow Jones finally breaks a 9-day consecutive down streak, right? Or I don't know if that makes any sense. 9 consecutive days down. It's the first time since like 1972, okay, that has done this, that has had 9 straight days of down while the NASDAQ was printing new all-time highs yesterday. Would you believe me?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, it's true, believe it or not. It's the weirdest thing, man. If you look at the participation of the stocks that are making new all-time highs, it's the Magnificent Seven. If you look at the rest of the market, it is tough out there. I mean, it wasn't the 9th day. It is the 12th day in a row.
12.
That the decliners are outpacing advances in the S&P 500 as well. So only 30% of the stocks outperformed this year. And yet the market is up. If you look at the S&P 500 returns over the past 2 weeks, it's Tesla, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Google, Meta, Avgo. They're all, you know, adding 0.8, 0.7, 0.5, and so on, 0.6, 0.2%, respectively, all together sort of totaling about just over 3.5% return between those seven. All others, minus 2.9%. Seven stocks rallying the market higher. Well, the S&P 500 has been stable over the last week. Seven stocks rallying, everyone else dying. It is the most fantastical time of the year. It's confusing. I don't understand what's going on. So yes, it's been a bit muted. It's been a bit under pressure. But it finally looks like we have what is looking like the beginnings of a bounce on the Dow after 9 consecutive down days. So it's 12 consecutive down days. So it's been that's been a weird time.
Well, if you do need to put that into context, it is December and we do have the 12th day of Christmas. So it could be the 12 days of the Dow. You never know what could happen, right? So
I have a feeling from here it probably riff higher for the rest of the year. But I guess we'll see. There's a lot of data coming out, as you rightly mentioned. Some interest rate decisions and stuff on the cards for later. So we'll see what the Fed holds in their trick book of tricks.
At this point, Marmalade, those interest rate decisions are all but priced in. 25 basis points kind of expected. I doubt that we'll see any surprises or any shocks to the market. Are we likely to see anything happen towards sort of the rest of the week? I mean, going into next week, obviously, with it being the Christmas week and all, it's unlikely that markets will be moving much, if at all, next week. But are we likely to see any last-ditch kind of moves for the rest of this week?
So it's a bit of a confusing story. So yes, largely priced in, widely expected 25 basis points interest rate cut this evening from the Fed at 7 o'clock local time. However, UK inflation data came out and they've got an interest rate decision coming up tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. And looking at the inflation data that came out there, inflation running hotter in both the UK and in the rest of Europe. So the expectation is that that has now taken the hopes of a interest rate cut in Europe off the table. And yet we've got this almost sure thing. We're going to absolutely see an interest rate cut in the US. So it's a bit like, well, we know that these two dance very close to one another. What are the chances we're going to actually see them diverge from each other? So I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
And you are right. We do have that Bank of England interest rate decision tomorrow, but we also have GDP data out of the US tomorrow as well, alongside initial jobless claims and a bunch of other data points from the US's perspective. So it looks as though we are going to wrap up the week and the year on a data-heavy kind of note. And I wonder, does that then mean that markets might have a bit of an interesting start to 2025, because some of the data that we're going to see this week, a lot of the markets might not have time to fully process and fully digest. Does that then mean that we're going to be starting off the year in a busy time? Has that been the case historically?
Not really, no. So what we generally see is that the market might want to try and absorb all the news sort of in these next few days. Generally, the Santa Claus rally is actually the period between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm.
So we could see the market really kind of respond to and absorb information or absorb data between now and Christmas, because we still have a little bit of time next week, not a huge amount, but some. So we could have a bit of a volatile time. And then that Christmas to New Year's stretch is where it really gets quiet. And during that quiet time, you know, passive buying and that kind of stuff from index tracking funds and long-term investors and all that stuff is kind of where that bias towards the upside or that Christmas rally grind comes in, right? And that's why it's this annual phenomena. And then from there, generally there's a belief, I suppose, that how the first week of the year goes, and statistically there's a bit of relevance to this as well, is how the first week of the year goes so determines the rest of the year. So if we've got a strong week in the first week, we've got an up year for the year. If we've got a down week in the first week, we're likely to have a negative year. So I guess we'll wait and see. I mean, I've been singing the same tune for a long time, which is that if you look at the seven biggest companies in the US, they are absolutely overvalued, and yet they carry on rallying, which is funny because the rest of the market is under enormous amount of pressure, yet these magnificent seven stocks just keep going up and up and up and up and up. And I think that at some point this changes, and I've been saying this for a long time. I think if you remember some of the conversations we've had over the course of this year, you know, we said that there'd be a couple of things. We see interest rate cuts sort of third quarter to fourth quarter of the year. Okay, that happened. We see Trump win the election. Okay, that happened. We see the market run really hard on the back of that, the Trump victory. Okay, you could argue that that's busy happening. And then sort of halfway through next year, when people start to realize that, wait a minute, interest rate cuts are actually not positive since it's an indication of a slowing economy, then the recession kicks in. So, you know, I'll hang my hat on that for the rest of the year, I suppose, and say that I'm sticking to my original roadmap and saying we'll probably have a strong December period. We'll probably have a nice blow-off top over the first, you know, 3 to 6 months of next year, and then reality starts to set in that maybe Tesla isn't worth, you know, 500,000 times earnings.
So we are still holding on to those recession thoughts, and we'll go into the festive break with that. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Pietri. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights and for the contributions throughout the year. You and I will certainly keep in touch, and I know I'm going to be the first person that gets a message if that recession does happen, and you and I are not on the air for that. But for now, we'll leave the conversation there. Pietri Redling, is founder at Herenia Capital Advisors, joining me to take a look at some of the market movements on this very light trading day, as well as some of the economic data that is expected to still come out.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.